Do you ever notice how it seems like other people have so much to say? And despite them saying so much and their words holding so much meaning and learning in them, that the more they talk, the more it just seems to fill the air and your ears with static. Like, what are they even talking about, bro? Nerd shit? Heavy stuff. Dense and dull and boring things. That cluster of meaning that seems to cloud your mind with nuance and subtext and discourse. It really just crowds out the good vibes and positivity that you thrive on, bro. Sure, it doesn't always harsh the vibe. I'm sure you've got some smart friends who talk like that, but can still be a good hang. But when someone's, like, philosophizing and shit, it makes it kinda hard to assert the space for you and your best bros to grow, bro, you know? Like, for real, totally. But see how I just spoke so much without saying a lot at all? Sometimes that's what's needed. If everything is all crunch and substance, it puts a bad taste in everyone's mouth, bro. Sometimes what's needed is fluff, filler. Hot air and vibes are what lift everyone's ego, bruh. It's not really filler in the bad way, because even a single one of those dope fucking fire interjections is an injection of your own meaning, your own ego, masculine assertion of simplicity, penetrating through dialogue, getting your lingual dick wet, getting yours like fuck, dude. Like, sometimes it can just be an affirmation of who the fuck you are, like, bro. Dude, brah, broski, G, king, stud, loud and proud and happy, like, you know, even if you didn't, like, necessarily need to, you know, add him in, do it anyway, right? You know, just, like, fucking do it. 'Cause at the end of the day, if it makes you feel good, and your bras feel good, and your babes feel good, then it is good. And you can accomplish that all with just small words that contain the purest of your bro blissed out intentions. And you can accomplish that all with even just the smallest words which can contain the purest bro blissed out intent, infecting the room and your mind and your aura and your bros with more of the things that each single little tick entails. The ego, the masculinity, the chill, the impulse, the instinct, and raw, unpolished, elevated charisma. Unbothered. Words and sounds that everyone can feel physically in their bones possess those truths about you, but that seem effortless, almost subconscious, second nature, like your brother tongue. You want to try it, bro? Want to have a taste of that feeling in your mouth? Like, duh, of course you do. It's okay to be a little to be nervous, bro. Like, I get it. You may have been such a nerd all your life, trying to get your meaning across, your energy across, with more and more and more complex, nerdy words. And now you've got to be a real fucking bro and actually get your meaning across. Not just with the word, but with the energy, with your own aura, charisma, confidence. Such a massive shift. Thinking about timing and tone and emphasis and ego. Putting your energy out there from your mouth and your throat and your tongue to your bro's ears. But it's good, bro. Just don't think. Flow, bro. Bro, feel it. Love it, bro. Channel it in your chest and in your heart. Bro. Say it and let it linger on your tongue. Bro. One word that opens up into many and multiple tics and entitlements, all of them just ready and rearing to insert and penetrate your identity and your image.